because I think we left off in the middle of the Isser of an Avil to wear tefillin. I don't remember precisely how far we got, so we'll just backtrack a little bit and try to finish up this particular Isser of Avil, and hopefully move on. So the Gemara tells us that an Avil is not permitted to wear a tefillin. The Gemara tells us from a Pasuk, but unlike the other Isser of Avil, the Gemara tells us that this Isser does not apply for the entire Shiva. It only applies for Yom Rishon. So we spoke a little bit about whether it means literally Yom Rishon, maybe it means Yom Sheni also, means Yom Kulo, that part I think we did speak about. But the basic formulation of the Isser is that an Avil is not permitted to wear tefillin, at least on Yom Rishon. So this basic halacha is very, very difficult to understand, that an Avil is not permitted to wear tefillin, because wearing of tefillin is a mitzvah midaraisa. So how do we understand that? On the one hand, the person is obligated min haTorah to wear tefillin. On the other hand, we're saying that a person, an Avelus, doesn't wear tefillin. So that doesn't seem to fit. It's a mitzvah midaraisa. How does Ochus Avelus somehow cancel or revoke that mitzvah midaraisa? This was a major machlekes haposkim, how to solve this dilemma. So one of the Gedolei Acharonim, the Ma'ari Katz, Svaydi Acharonim, was of the opinion that the only way to solve this dilemma is to come up with the following idea, that the issue of wearing tefillin for an Avil is really an issue deraisa. If it would only be an issue derabanan, then there's no way that an issue derabanan would have exempted the person from tefillin deraisa. It must be that the issue of an Avil to wear tefillin must be an issue deraisa. How can that be? There's no Avil of deraisa. Says Maritatz, no, it's not true. There is a Velus deraisa. Maritatz, as he said, was a Sfardi. So he was following the Sfardi psak of the Gaonim and the Rif and the Rambam, that Avelus is deraisa on Yom Rishon. The first day of Avelus is midaraisa. Everything else is only midarabanan. So therefore, the Maritatz says, now makes a lot of sense. That's exactly what the Gemara says, that Avil Yom Rishon doesn't wear tefillin. When it comes to not showering, when it comes to not wearing shoes, these are all things that you don't have to do min haTorah. These are not, you're not mechuyav to wear shoes min haTorah, you're not mechuyav to shower min haTorah. So the Chachamim can come with whatever they want, they can ask whatever they want. So the Chachamim prohibited taking showers for the whole week. The Chachamim prohibited wearing shoes the entire week. When it comes to wearing tefillin, the Chachamim couldn't have told you not to wear tefillin the whole week. That would have been vavul mitzvah d'oraisa. So the only time that an Avil doesn't wear tefillin, argues the Maritatz, is only when he's in the state of Avelus Midaraisa, which is in fact only Yom Rishon. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Avil Yom Rishon doesn't wear tefillin. Avil Yom Ravi does wear tefillin. So comes the Maritatz and says a further point. He says that since the issue of wearing tefillin is predicated on the assumption that the person is an Avil Midaraisa, because it's Yom Rishon, this only makes sense if it's really, really Yom Rishon. What does Avil Yom Rishon mean? So the Rishonim write that Avil Yom Rishon is actually derived from this week's Pasha, from Pasha Shmini. The Rishonim say that Avil Yom Rishon only applies if it's what's called Yom Misa Ukvura, that the person died and was buried on the same day. So the person dies on a Sunday morning, he's buried on Sunday afternoon, that's called Avil Yom Rishon. Person dies on a Friday, he's not buried till Sunday, so that Sunday is called Yom Rishon. It's not called Yom Rishon Midaraisa. There would be no Avelus Deraisa, even though it's Yom Kvura, it's technically the first day of Shiva, but there would not be any Avelus Midaraisa. So it's based on this whole Sheikhlalit, the Maritat says, that the Issa of wearing tefillin is presupposing that there's an Avelus Deraisa. Avelus Deraisa is only when it's Yom Rishon, and Yom Rishon is defined to mean Yom Misa Kvura, but all the pieces of the puzzle together, says the Maritatz, and Avil Yom Rishon doesn't wear tefillin, that's only if it happens to be Yom Misa Kvura. But if it's Yom Kvura without being Yom Misa, then it's not going to happen. The Itaka does wear tefillin. It's a very, very common case. A person dies on a Friday, he's not buried till Sunday, so according to the Maritatz, he has to wear tefillin on Sunday. He's not going to wear tefillin Sunday morning before the Kvura, because he's an Einin, so that's a different thing. But as soon as the Kvura is over, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so the first thing he's got to do, according to Maritatz, is to put on his tefillin. That's the Chiddush Gaon of the Maritatz. So most of the Acharonim disagree with the Maritatz. And the reason why they disagree is obvious, because his whole Shtikl Torah is not correct. His whole Shtikl Torah is predicated on the assumption that Avil Yom Rishon exists midaraisa. So that's true, maybe according to the Gaonim and the Rif and the Rambam, but it's not true according to the Ramah, it's not true according to the Shach, not true according to all the Ashkenazi Rishonim, the Tosfos and the Rosh, all the opinion that Avelus is only midirabbanan, even Avil Yom Rishon is midirabbanan. So once you say that there's no such thing as Avil Yom Rishon midiraisa, so then there is no meaning to this term Yom Misa Kvura. Yom Misa Kvura is a meaningless term according to the Ramah and the Shach, according to Tosfos and the Rosh. So when the Gemara says that Avil Yom Rishon doesn't wear tefillin, it doesn't just mean if it's Yom Yisra Kvura. It means even if it's Yom Kvura alone, one wouldn't wear tefillin. So this is the other view. This is those who disagree with the Maharitats. How should we paskin l'halacha? Should we follow this Maharitats? So it's very hard to defend this Maharitats l'halacha, because we as Ashkenazim followed Ramon the Shach, and Ramon the Shach of Machriya, they paskin like all the Chachmei Ashkenaz plays on the Rosh. There's no such thing as a Velsi Misha Deraisa. There's no such thing as a Velsi Misha Deraisa. Then the corollary is Maritatsa Shita doesn't follow the halacha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah, Nuchos Tefillin, doesn't even quote it. Mishnah Berurah says that Dava Poshet, that an Oval Yom Rishon doesn't wear Tefillin, even if it's not Yom Yisra Kvura. Even if it says Yom Kvura alone, so he wouldn't wear Tefillin. Notwithstanding the fact that most of the later Chorim saw this way, the Chayyadim disagrees. The Chayyadim writes that he thinks that we should still treat it like a Sfeik at the Dina, and therefore we should tell people if it's Yom Kavur without being Yom Isa, they should put on tefillin Yisafek, should put on tefillin without making a bracha. In deference to Maritats, they should put the tefillin on. In deference to everybody else, they shouldn't recite a bracha. So there are some who follow that practice. In the Yekesha communities, they follow that practice. And most other people don't follow the practice. Most follow the Mishnah Berurah, that an Ovel Yom Rishon doesn't wear tefillin legamri, even though it's not Yom Isa. It doesn't matter if it's Yom, if it's the Maisa, the first day of Shiva, he wouldn't wear tefillin. So I think, not mistaken, Henry, we had this little complicated scenario.
I had it very unique. I never heard the way it happened. I landed because I buried that night.
Because it was night, right. So the Kavura.
Early,
right, I told you not to wear tefillin that day. Right. So the Kavura was in Eretz Yisrael, and I still remember, because it was questionable what time the Kavura was going to be in Eretz Yisrael. It was a tricky call. I don't remember the time you landed in Eretz Yisrael. We have to Tzeis Kichavim, right? So I remember the I was in contact with your wife over the course of the day. She was supposed to tell me exactly what time the Kavura was, and because you had asked me to tell you whether you have to wear tefillin or not, so I said the psak is pending upon what time the Kavura is going to be. So when we found out that the Kavura was after Tzeis Kichavim, so then I told you not to wear tefillin. So you told me it was very muddy. You came to davening, you know, in your house, someone else davening, and you weren't wear tefillin, right? That's it.
Even the
owning. No, it wasn't. No. The Anizal.
That was we landed and we buried my father. At
9 o'clock. At night.
And
yeah.
The next morning.
Yeah.
We caught the 12:30 flight back.
3 hours later, you caught a plane back.
And then they came back and they davened shacharis, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, in Tinek time. But it was still considered to be Yom Rishon.
5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So even though the mice, the fact that
the
fact that most of us follow the Ephraim, I'm going to loan you the house, okay? Okay. Tell the drone house. The fact that most people don't follow the Pesach and Maritats, it's conceptually difficult to understand, because Maritats had a good taina. He had a very strong taina. He said, how could it be that an Avelus Derabana is going to knock out a mitzvah tefillin deraisa? Therefore, we had to fall back on the shitas that there is Avelus deraisa. So we who don't accept Maritats, because we don't accept the Rishon Rav Leonim, we paskin that even Avelus Yom Rishon is only the Rabbanan. So Hadakush L'Tuchla, so it's Taka Apella. How can it be that we prohibit a person from wearing tefillin if mid-daraisa is supposed to wear tefillin? What right does he have not to wear tefillin? How can it be a din derabanan not to wear tefillin if mid-daraisa is mukrif to wear tefillin? So there are different achronim, different ways of solving this problem. So one way of solving the problem is to say, what's the big deal? This is not the first time that the Chacham have told us not to perform a mitzvah. The famous Gemara in Yevamos, the Pites, Yishkoach B'er Chacham, Laka Dov Me'atar, B'Shev El Tase. That the Chachamim have the ability to tell us not to perform a mitzvah, as long as it's b'shev al das, as long as it's in a passive manner. They don't have the right to tell us to eat reif for the Mechal Shabbos, but they can tell us not to do mitzvahs, like they did. They told us not to blow shofar on Shabbos, and not to shake a luv on Shabbos, so they did it very often. So this would be another example of Yesh Koch B'Yalchom Lakodom Metar b'shev al das. We even have precedent that sometimes the Chacham told us not to wear tefillin because they felt it was some kind of a need. And Yontif Sheni, this year Tach wasn't as relevant because Yontif Sheni was Shabbos. Let's say a regular Yontif Sheni coming up in a few weeks, Shavuos. So Yontif Sheni, Shavuos is going to be on Monday. So here about a mikdash, okay? But in case we have to keep Yontif Sheni this year, Shavuos, so it's going to come Monday morning. Minat Torah, it's a Yom Chol. So Minat Torah, you're going to wear tefillin. And with the Rabbana, no one's going to wear tefillin. The only chutzlah is going to wear tefillin. What right do you have not to wear tefillin? So the Rashba was asked the Shaila. The Rashba says, it must be, even though we don't have recorded in the Gemara explicitly, but the Rashba says, we know, we've been watching for the last 1,000 years, we've never seen anybody put on tefillin in Yom Tov Sheni. So it must be, it's based on, Yesh Koch Be'el Chom, Lachadom Eretar, B'Shev Otasek. Even though the Gemara gives the lists of all the Yesh Koch Be'el Chom, it's not a conclusive list. The stomach of this list should have been on the list also. That the Chachamim instituted that a part of the observance of Yom Tov Sheni is not to put on tefillin. Obviously, what prompted them to do that is they felt that they're going to tell people to put on tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni, that's going to detract from Yom Tov Sheni. Imagine a guy's going to put on tefillin before he goes to the davening, so he's going to think, this whole Yom Tov Sheni thing is a big joke anyway, so it's going to lead to Zilzul Yom Tov Sheni. So therefore, Mitzvah Rabbanan, they instituted not to wear tefillin. So just as they instituted not to wear tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni, the stomach they instituted for the Avi Yom Rishon not to wear tefillin as well. That's a different word. There are different versions of that day and a half. Though that psach of day and a half was floating around at one time in history.
In the '70s.
Yeah, it was very popular psach. It was very popular psach in years ago. What that basically meant is that we're kind of playing all sides, because we don't want to do malach in deference to everybody else. And yet, when it comes to davening and mitzvah essay, things like that, so we're going to follow the Chacham Tzvi's psach, based on a little bit of a different twist. Rabbi Shechta had a different form. Rabbi Shechta had, he can't call it a day and a half. It was really, Rabbi Shechta held 2 days. You have to paskin like all the poskim against the Chacham Tzvi. You have to keep 2 days. It's just Rabbi Shechta felt that when it comes to tefillin, you have nothing to lose by putting tefillin on. If you put them on before davening without a bracha, and you have in mind that in case I'm chayiv, this should be tefillin, in case I'm not, it's just putting on straps. It's not an issur of baltoisin. There's only an issur of putting on tefillin on yom tov if you're putting it on b'toras mitzvah. So if you put it on a lot tonight, like the Taz writes on cholamoid, you should put tefillin on a lot tonight. And if I'm chayiv, it's tefillin, and if it's not chayiv, I'm just wrapping black straps around my arm. Well, most people don't do that, but that was the Taz's Pshar. So Bishechta basically borrowed that Taz's Pshar b'chalamoid and stuck it into Yom Tov Sheni. That's already non-conventional wisdom in terms of that's nothing what most people say in terms of Yom Tov Sheni. Anyway, not in a derogatory way, just saying that's the Das Yochin in terms of Yom Tov Sheni. Anyway, back to the story. So one approach to the tefillin dilemma, if you don't want to go down the route of the Maritats, is to say that Yesh Koch B'Yad HaKham. There's another approach that maybe one could say something which at first glance sounds very startling, but when we learned the tefillin, we saw it's not as startling. That who says that when a person doesn't put on tefillin one day, that's considered to be a bitul mitzvah. What do we mean by that? It doesn't say in the Torah explicitly you have to put on tefillin every single day. The Torah says, Ukshatam Nelsa Adafu L'Tos B'Nechah. There's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah already knew because tefillin quotes the Machlokes and Echronim. What exactly is the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillin? How much do you have to wear? How long do you have to wear tefillin in order to fulfill this mitzvah? So the Prima Gadim says that you have to wear tefillin every single day. That's every single male Jew of the age of a mitzvah has to wear tefillin every single day for a split second. You put it on, the first minyan, you put it on, put it off, with d'oraisa, you yotzei mitzvah tefillin. The more you leave it on, it's a mishabach. The longer you keep it on, the Prima Gadim claims that's a key mitzvah, that's a fulfillment of a mitzvah, even with d'oraisa. That's a good thing to try to keep tefillin on as long as you can. In the days of the Gemara, they used to leave tefillin on the whole day. The Gaonim have told us that it's hard for us to keep, a concentration, so we keep tefillin on only during davening. But mid-daraisa, the ikar chiv of tefillin is once a day, every day, for a split the second, for a short amount of time. That's the Prima Gadim's Chiddush. And other Acharonim are not so sure if that's true. Other Acharonim suggest that the mitzvah is an ongoing mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to mitzvah as much as you can. If you wear tefillin for 5 hours, that's great. And if for whatever reason one day goes by and you didn't wear tefillin, you can't say mevatel the mitzvah. It's not like kriyishma. If you didn't say kriyishma, each kriyishma is a separate unit. So if you didn't say kriyishma this morning, you were mevatel the mitzvah. So saying kriyishma twice tomorrow is not going to help you. If you're supposed to eat matzah, the seder, so that's each, the chilas matzah is a unit. The Netilas Lulav is a unit. The Kishof is a unit. Each mitzvah is a separate independent unit. Tefillin is an ongoing mitzvah. The more the merrier, the more you put on tefillin, the greater, the less you put on tefillin, the less of a mitzvah. But it's not linked per se to any particular day. If that's the case, then one could argue, if a person doesn't put on tefillin for one day, then please don't quote this out of context. What's the big deal? If they didn't put on tefillin one day. So who are we missing waiting for it? It wasn't a vatal as a mitzvah, but put on tefillin tomorrow. So they quote over from the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav held this way, that he thought that the nature of the mitzvah and achas tefillin is not really day-oriented. It's just tefillin-oriented. The more the merrier. Let's say on a marshal, you would have two options. Let's say you have an option between putting on tefillin for 5 minutes today, 5 minutes tomorrow, 5 minutes the next day, Or I can tell you, you have the ability to put on tefillin for an hour today, and you won't be able to put them on at all tomorrow and the next day. So most of us would say, so you put it on 5 minutes every day, because we've been convinced, like the Prevagadim, like the Mishnah Berurah, like the conventional wisdom, the Poskim, that each day is a unit of tefillin, and if you don't put on tefillin for 1 second, at least 1 second every day, you're mevatel mitzvah d'oraisa. So we should continue that mindset, because that's the accepted view, la halacha. But the Brisker Rav thought that wasn't necessarily true. He thought that if you have a choice between putting on tefillin for 5 minutes today, 5 minutes tomorrow, 5 minutes the next day, or an hour today, and not all the time, so put it on for an hour today. So you're getting a long mitzvah. So you're getting an hour of anachas tefillin instead of 15 minutes of anachas tefillin. It's all in one day. So what? Tefillin is not the type of mitzvah that it's day oriented. That's what they say over in the name of the Brisker Rav, that when he was sick. So later years in his life, there were days when he wasn't able to put on tefillin altogether. The Skarov had, at the end, I think he died from stomach cancer, if I'm not mistaken. So there were days when he was a chole me'ayim and he wasn't able to put on tefillin altogether. And then there were other days when he felt better, he was able to put on tefillin. So they say that he used to put on tefillin on the other days longer. He would keep the tefillin on longer and try to make an approximate calculation as to how long he had missed tefillin in the last few days. So he had to put on tefillin for the last 3 days, so he would keep his tefillin on the following day for the extra 2-3 hours. That he should be able to sachakol end up with the amount of time that's going on. And it's quoted over in his name that it wasn't just Tam Minich Hasidus. That means he felt up he did. There was something to that. It made sense to do that because he felt that was considered to be like a hashlama. The fact that he was wearing tefillin for a longer amount of time, so that was considered to be a hashlama. I told over the story this year. I flew back from Florida this year, so I got stuck that day, which was supposed to be the biggest snowstorm of the century that year. That day, this winter, that never happened. So I was flying back from Florida. That day, and I was scrounging. It was a flight. My wife was in this flight. I had a balagan in terms of where I had ended up davening shachris in the airport. I had about a 10-minute window of opportunity to daven shachris. My tefillin on to Baruch Sham Asher Yishtabach Birchas Kriya. Boom! I had my tefillin right away. I felt like a chalish sadas. I only wore my tefillin for 10 minutes that day. So when I came home back to Bergenfield, so 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, so I put my tefillin on. I don't want to put them on for mincha. So look right, rabbi. People either think I became some Yerushalmi now, but tefillin of mincha means I slept late that morning. So I put him on in the house. So I put him on the question, what do you do? So I put him on the Kriya Shema. I had said Kriya Shema with them on the rhythm. What was I supposed to do? So I sat and I learned for a few minutes with my tefillin on, trying to calculate the extra 15, 20 minutes that I would have normally kept them on for a normal davening. So I tried to mash them a little bit. So that's that idea. But yeah, mikra did, it's not necessary.
It's required bracha.
You can put make a bracha whenever you want. You can put it on the floor 5 times a day and make a bracha each time. It's not a problem. So try to figure out how do we understand this halacha. On the one hand, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa v'nachas tefillin, and the other hand, Avol Yom Rishon doesn't wear tefillin. So Maritat says that's based on the fact that Avol Yom Rishon is d'oraisa, and therefore it's limited to Yom Yisakura. And probably everybody else would say, no, either Yeshkoch v'yachav l'acha d'avmer Torah, or maybe this is not considered to be an akiris d'avmer Torah. Well, perhaps one could say a fancy form. Perhaps one could say that neither based on Yesh Koach Mechel Chamim, nor based on this Biskarab, this Mechudishtik idea in terms of the Mitzvah Merachos Tefillin, maybe it's based on a different one. That it's true that Avelus is only a Din Midrabban. According to Ruben the Rishon, we pass in the Halacha Tais in the Rosh, that Avelus, even Yom Rishon, is only Midrabban. One can raise a fundamental question, what's the nature of this Din that an Avel doesn't wear Tefillin? What kind of Halacha is that? Is that a Din in Hilchos Avelus? Is Hilchos Avelus the Oser? Because a person has to be in the state of Avelus, so the same way he can't shower, and he can't shave, and he can't wear shoes, he can't learn, he can't shush up, so he can't wear tefillin. Hilchos Avelus is the source of the Yisr. Or maybe no. The ultimate reason why Avel on Yom Rishon doesn't wear tefillin is because Hilchos Tefillin prevents him from wearing it. Because one of the dinim in Hilchos Tefillin is that tefillin have to be in a beautiful state. And if a person is all disheveled, he's sitting on the floor, just came back from the Beis HaKavaris, and he's going to go put on tefillin now, that's going to be an Isser in Hilchos Tefillin. So the nature of the Isser doesn't emanate from Hilchos HaBeilus. The nature of the Isser emanates from Hilchos Tefillin. If that's the case, then it could be that Avelus is Midirabonin. The Isser Avelus is Taka Midirabonin. But the fact that the guy is miserable, the fact that the guy is what the Gemara calls Misola B'Afrikarno, the fact that he's sitting with his ashes on his head, either literally or figuratively, that state is a is a deraistic concept. The fact that he's miserable, the fact that he just buried his relative, the fact that he's a yom rishon, that idea does exist with deraisa. Whether it translates to mean that they're resurim with deraisa, maybe you maybe no. But that status of being a quote unquote yom rishon does exist with deraisa. Maybe that's the source of the iser of wearing tefillin. If that's the case, so then it could be that the Surya Velas of Midrabbanan, even Yom Rishon, yet the Isser of wearing tefillin is still Velas of Midrabbanan. That's not an Isser of Chos Avelas, that's an Isser of Hilchus Tefillin. So the Yemes is this Lomdash HaChakira, but the Isser for Yavel Yom Rishon to wear tefillin emanates from Hilchus Avelas, but it emanates from Hilchus Tefillin, is actually seems to be a steer in Rashi's. In different places, the Gemara quotes the din in Brachas and in Sukkah. So in one place, Rashi writes that an Avel Yom Rishon can't wear tefillin because since he has to be an Avelas, and tefillin is so beautiful, and to wear tefillin would be a steer, would be a contradiction to his Avelas. That's one place Rashi formulates it, that the wearing of the beautiful tefillin is a shtach to the Avelas. And in another place, Rashi writes the exact opposite. Rashi writes, because he's so miserable, for him to put on tefillin, how can that be? Tefillin require a pair. Tefillin are beauty, an ornament. How can you put on a beautiful tefillin when you're in the state of Avelas? The Avelas is detracting from the Kedusha's tefillin. So this Chakir is Mamash 2 days in Rashi. What's the nature of the Isser? Is the Isser Avelas? Since tefillin are beautiful, an oval can't be beautiful. Or no? That since tefillin have to be beautiful, and an oval can't be beautiful, so the nail of the oval, Atzuchos tefillin, prohibits him from wearing the tefillin. So if you take a careful look at Rashi, in two different places, Rashi says, Mamish, two totally different things.
But wait, what about the rest of the week?
Right, so that's what the Gemara says, that the real Deshavim, the really worst of the worst is the first day, but the second day things to calm down already a little bit. That's what the Gemara says.
If you bury when it's still light out,
No. That's called the Yom Rishon. That's it. That's the end of the.
So you can avoid not wearing tefillin.
We can avoid.
You wouldn't have worn that morning.
Right. Well, according, let's say a person dies Sunday morning. They buried Sunday afternoon. So according to everybody, you don't wear tefillin that the rest of that day.
Henry's case, if they made it before Shkia.
Right, then they would have had to put on tefillin the next day because it wouldn't have been Yom Rishon. Then it would have been Yom Sheni.
And then I got there, it just happened,
Yeah, it was possible to put on tefillin every day. A person could put on tefillin in the morning, then lose a relative buried that day.
Right. That's right. And theoretically, you could end up not ever having this then apply. Right. That's right.
I mean,
in America, it's
be 3 days.
Right. In America, it's not as likely. In America, usually, goodbye, it won't happen as fast. Right.
Look at it. We don't bury all night.
Right, in America, most places, right? Most of the unions. I remember when I told all the story many times. My father was nifta, so my father was nifta at 11 o'clock at night. Then he was buried early the next day. So that was Yom Misuk for the holiday. So I didn't have any chlisha das to have to be machriya between maritats and everybody else. That was mamash. It's part of control the entire day. So, but if it would have been any other permutation of that, then it would have been subject to Smachlaikas and then the Meister Mishabur Paskins against the Maritats. This din that an Ovel doesn't wear tefillin, since it's limited only to Ovel Yom Rishon, this led to a major Machlaikas in the Rishonim as to how this halacha carries over in the realm of Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av, the relation between Tisha B'Av and Shiva is a little bit tricky. The Gemara says in Masechet Tainis that all the Yisurim of Avelus pretty much carry over to Tisha B'Av. Not all of them, but just about all of them, carry over to Tisha B'Av. So come the Rishonim and say, should this Isser of Anachas Tefillin carry over or not? So some Rishonim say, yeah. Some Rishonim say, it's an Isser of Avelus, it carries over to Tisha B'Av. So on Tisha B'Av you don't wear Tefillin at all. Another Rishonim say, no, this is not the regular din of Shiva. This is a din of Avil Yom Rishon. Tisha B'Av is considered to be like Shiva. But Vishtek, where does it say in the Gemara that Tisha B'Av is like an Avil Yom Rishon? Tisha B'Av is like an Avil Yom Chamishi. It's like a regular day of Shiva. It's not like that special chumah, that added dimension, that added chumah of Yom Rishon. And therefore, on Tisha B'Av, a person would be obligated to wear tefillin. So it's a fair Shiva Chalik Zivishanim, whether a person wears tefillin on Tisha B'Av or not. So how do we pass in the halacha? So we pass in a little bit of a split. We pass in the Mikra, then you do wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. We pass in that against those Rishon who wanted to compare Tisha B'Av to Yom Rishon. We pass in that Tisha B'Av is like Shiva, it's like Avelus, but it's not like the Chomer, not like the Chomer of Yom Rishon. And therefore, Mi'ikra Din, one does wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. But there's a minug that we don't wear tefillin at a time when we're saying kinos. Because to say put on tefillin when you're sitting on the floor and saying kinos, that's almost like Yom Rishon a little bit. It's not literally like Yom Rishon. That would be a contradiction to the wearing of tefillin. And therefore, B'Shas Amir is like kinos. So the minug is that we don't put on tefillin. When did the kinnas end? So the kinnas end about chatzos. That's what the Rambam writes. The poskim Hilchos Tisha B'Av write that all the dinim of Hilchos Tisha B'Av apply for the entire day. So let's say the isser of washing and the isser of learning Torah and all the things that are knowing midin and the Gemara. So those things apply the entire day. Anything that's only b'Torah's minhag, that's not really a halacha anyway. So those things don't apply in the afternoon. That's why we're lenient about doing malach in the afternoon and Tisha B'Av, because that's only a minute. The Mishnah says in Aleseres Pesachim, Mokom Shinogu Lasos Malach B'Tisha B'Av Osin, Mokom Shinogu B'Shulah Lasos Ein Osin. So the Rambam writes that the minig is that after Chatzos we permit many kinds of work. Many people are knowing, probably in America, the minig is that people go to work in the morning also. Okay, that's the minig at Mokom. But even those places where the minig was not to work, the minig was only in the morning, the afternoon were more lenient. So that's what the Toskim write. That's if we would have paskin that the Yisr of Anochus Tefillin and Tishbuch was mamish awesome, midin in the Gemara was mamish like Yom Rishon, then we would have been forced not to wear Tefillin the entire day. But since we paskin the Migra, then it's really mutter, it's just Beteres Binog, so the minute was only until Chatzais, and thus came the minute that we put on Tefillin in the afternoon, Mincha time. This minute created another dilemma in terms of Hilchos Tishbuf / Hilchos Avelos. Once the person's putting on the tefillin in the afternoon, so then he wants to know, should he say Kriya Shema with this tefillin on? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes that you have to say Kriya Shema, because the Gemara says, because Omer Kriya Shema below tefillin is a terrible thing. So even though you say Kriya Shema in the morning, but Afal Pichein, he seems to be learning that you have to say Kriya Shema with your tefillin on, even though you already Yotze Kriya Shema. So I say Kriya Shema in the morning without my tefillin. Now I have to say it again in order to be Yotze Kriya Shema b'tefillin, even though it's way past this man Kriya Shema. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that he thinks it's not appropriate to do that. It's counterproductive to say Kriya Shema a second time, because since you're not really Yotze anything, you were Yotze Kriya Shema already at 8 o'clock in the morning. The Mishnah says in Brachas, when a person says Kriya Shema, after this man Kriya Shema, it's Ke'ilu Kari B'Torah. L'hifsit Karma Kari B'Torah. It's like you're learning. So on a regular day, okay, let's say a person, for whatever reason, daven Shacharis, he didn't have tefillin in the morning. So he daven Shacharis, and then he gets tefillin at 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So the poskim may shetak and say Kriya Shema. That's the right thing to do, to say Kriya Shema over again with his tefillin on. But on Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah Berurah says you can't do that. Because on Tisha B'Av, to say Kriya Shema with your tefillin on, that's tantamount to learning Torah, and that's bad on Tisha B'Av. You're not supposed to be learning on Tisha B'Av. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah recommends Dafka not to follow that practice. Yesh v'yesh. There are different minhagim about this. This is usually when mincha starts, it's just like kollel on Tisha B'Av afternoon. So usually I get between 30 to 40 bachurim who come up to me to ask me the same exact question. Am I supposed to say Kriya Shema? Not supposed to say Kriya Shema. So I say to them, it's a machlokes. So I said, I don't. I always follow this Mishnah Berurah, but there are some who do. So those who do, The Rambam quotes a startling shita in Hilchos Tainis. In Hilchos Tainis, we talk about the dinner of Tisha B'Av, about the Yisr or the minig of yes and no wearing tefillin on Tisha B'Av. The Rambam quotes that there was somewhat the practice that they only wore tefillin shel yad on Tisha B'Av, and they didn't wear tefillin shel rosh. Not like we are both at mincha. He said that the entire day, they sounds like they wore shachris tefillin shel yad, and then wear tefillin shel rosh. Where in the world did that come from? So that probably came from the following. Because the Gemara uses the lashon that the reason why an Avol Yom Rishon doesn't wear tefillin because miskol of the Afar Karnai, that his head is full with ashes, he can either literally or figuratively. So for him to put the beautiful ornament that a tefillin on his head that says sach ve'efer on his head, so that would be inappropriate. So the Rambam quotes this opinion. I don't know if the Rambam was subscribing to this view, but he quotes such a minhag that existed that tefillin shel yad. No, it's not such a beautiful ornament. It's not so terrible. You put tefillin shel yad on under your sleeve and shirt. Tefillin shel rosh. That's the beauty. You're going to put the tefillin shel rosh on with the ashes on your head. That would be a stira between tefillin and Tisha B'Av. Therefore, there was a minhag somehow not to wear tefillin altogether, not to wear tefillin shel rosh altogether. Again, these different shitas that existed in the days of Rishonim. There were some Rishonim who wore tefillin at Shacharis, and there were some Rishonim who didn't wear tefillin the whole day in Tisha B'Av. And the Rambam shita that they wore yad and not rosh. So none of these have become prevalent practices today. Today, the minhag Yisrael, I don't know about the Timonim, you have to check the Yaish. But I think the pretty prevalent practice in Klai Yisrael today is that nobody wears tefillin in the morning and Tisha B'Av, everybody wears tefillin in the afternoon. The Rishonim write that one has to be careful, even though the din is that an Avol after the first day wears tefillin, let's say the Avol is really very, very distressed. Let's say the Avol is mamish crying hysterically. He can't control himself. It's the fourth day of Shiva, and he's just so agitated. So the Ramban writes in Sefer Torah's Adam, they taka shouldn't wear tefillin, because the din is that a person is not supposed to wear tefillin when they have hesech hadas. The Gemara says that when a person is wearing tefillin, they have to pay attention to to the tefillin. How do you know that? So the Gemara derives it from the tzitz. It says, by the Kohen Gadol, where's the tzitz? Vayo mitzchot tamid. The Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz all the time. He goes to the bathroom, he doesn't wear the tzitz. He sits down to have dinner, he doesn't wear the tzitz. What does vayo mitzchot tamid mean? So the Gemara says the word tamid here doesn't refer to the fact that he wears it all the time, but rather the word tamid means that when he's wearing it, he has to always be thinking about it. The Kohen Gadol shleh sich daite b'ben. He has to always be paying attention to the wearing of the tzitz. So the Gemara says kal b'chayim madach the tzitz only has one Shem Hashem. It says Kedish Lashem one time. The tefillin says Shem Hashem 13 times, many more times. So therefore, there's a more of a requirement, there's more of an issue of Hezchadas when a person is wearing tefillin. So the Machlokes is Taisa in the Rambam, is that a real Din D'oraisa or not? Taisa says, in Masech HaZiyumah, that this Kav HaChayim is not such a great Kav HaChayim. There's a big pirch, there's a big kash in the Kav HaChayim. Because the tzitz, the Shem HaShem, is exposed. There's the tefillin, it says Yud Kev Ofkei many, many times over, but it's all inside the bottom. So the Kav HaChayim is Nishin Kav HaChayim. And the Rambam quotes the Kav HaChayim, and the Rambam sounds like it's Mam Shadin D'oraisa. The Rambam holds, so what? It's covered up. But that makes sense to differentiate between whether it's exposed or not exposed. That means, let's say, if I'm going to the bathroom, so there's more of a svara to be machmir if the Shem Hashem is exposed, whether it's covered. But here, it's nothing to do with something which is external. This is something which is coming from inside my head. So why does it make a difference vis-a-vis Hezchadas, whether the tefillin or whether the Shem Hashem is covered or not? So the Kavachomer is not a good Kavachomer. So the Rambam seems to say it's an Isidirais of Hezchadas. That's what the Ramban quotes in Teres Adam, that if an Ovel, a normal level by day two, he's already calmed down a little bit. But if he mamishes, he's going crazy, he can't control himself, so he should not wear tefillin, it shouldn't be a violation of Hesed Chadas. So the Shagas Aryeh quotes this Ramban, and he says that this Ramban disagrees with the famous sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah about Hesed Chadas and tefillin. Rabbeinu Yonah has a famous kasha. He says, how can there be a din that there's an issue of Hesed Chadas and tefillin? The Gemara says you're allowed to take a short nap with your tefillin on. You shouldn't go to sleep mamish for a long time, but you're allowed to take it, put your head down for a second, a couple of seconds, you're allowed to do that with your tefillin on. So Rabbeinu Yonah asks the kasha, the Rosh calls Rabbeinu Yonah, how can you do that? It's a Hezchadas. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, Hezchadas doesn't mean you have to think about it for every second. I'm davening, I'm learning, I'm thinking about it for every second. Hezchadas means that you can't be involved in Tzchot Bekalas Rosh. It means you can't be joking around, laughing around, doing things that are contradictory to the Kedushas of tefillin. That's the issue of Hezchadas. But if you're not doing Tzchot Bekalas Rosh, that's not called Hezchadas. So Shagazayah claims that the Ramban disagrees with Rabbeinu Yonah. Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah were cousins. So the Shagazayah claims that the Ramban and Hilchos Avelos, who's saying that the Ovel on Yom Chamishi, not allowed to wear tefillin if he can't control himself, so that must disagree with the Rabbeinu Yonah. Because according to Rabbeinu Yonah, Tzchot Bekalas Rosh is the Isser. This is not Tzchot Bekalas Rosh. This is the opposite of Tzchot Bekalas Rosh. So it must be that Rabbeinu Yonah wouldn't accept this Ramban. So later, Achmarim point out that's not necessarily true. That it could be that when the Isser of Hezchadas doesn't mean literally Tzchot Bekalas Rosh only. What Hezchadas means is a mindset that's contradictory to tefillin. If a person is blank, a person's sleeping, he's not thinking about anything, so that's what Rabbeinu Yonah said, that's not called Hezchadas. There's no active halach you have to think about each tefillin all the time. The din is that you can't be in a different mindset. You can't be in an anti-tefillin mindset. What constitutes an anti-tefillin mindset? So there are multiple anti-tefillin mindsets. Rabbeinu Yonah, the guy's sitting in a comedy show, that's an anti-tefillin mindset. A guy sitting and crying at a hesped, that's an anti-tefillin mindset. Tefillin is supposed to be, you're being Ovid Hashem, the Simcha, Kedusha, Vatari, you're learning, you're davening, that's the tefillin mindset. Anything, either extreme, is not appropriate for tefillin, whether it's miserable or whether it's too comical. Either one of those things is anti-tefillin. Rabbeinu Yonah is right. Rabbeinu Yonah is 100% right. Other Achronim right. Everybody agrees with Rabbeinu Yonah. If a person's blank, if a person's neutral, is that doing anything? I'm not telling jokes. I'm not crying. I'm not necessarily thinking about the tefillin. I'm sleeping. You're sleeping. So it could be that Rabbeinu Yonah is right. Yerucha Shulchan and Hilchos Tefillin writes that he thinks that the real answer to the kasha of the Rabbeinu Yonah, how can it be that you go to sleep with your tefillin on? What happened to Hezchadas? So Yerucha Shulchan writes that when you go to sleep, so the minute that you fall asleep, you put the bit of mitzvahs. So he writes, it's like 1/60th of death. It's like when you're dead, you put the mitzvahs. When you're sleeping, you put the mitzvahs. So since you put the mitzvahs, you can't say to a guy, well, Gavalt, you're sleeping, you're being Mesiach Das, but a mitzvahs. I'm potter. Right now, I'm not doing the mitzvah tefillin, so there's no instant to be Mesiach Das. So the Lomdish
voice. Rabbeinu Yonah apply that to the tzitz also? Or is it
tzitz? Yeah, I think the whole thing is learned from the tzitz. So according, if the whole is the mark of the is from the tzitz, so that's what Rabbeinu Yonah would say, that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to think about neutral things. He can't be sitting listening to a comedy show. That would be inappropriate with the tzitz. Yeah. he could, I guess he could take a short nap, right? What was the nap that they were told him, right? I guess. Anyway, whatever it is. So the bottom line is that one of the Yisurim of Avelus is Hilchos Tefillin, but Hilchos Tefillin is different from all the other Yisurim. That's limited only to Yom Rishon, and you have to deal with this basic dilemma that Maritatz addressed as to how do you get around the mitzvah deraisa. So there's multiple ways, and also the different parameters of this is. Hopefully, it's from next week. We'll continue.
The alarm's off.
It's off. Okay.
Yeah, and
I don't want to touch
it. Yeah, it should be okay. They never.